Hello, beautiful people out there. You are getting the fire today, darlings. I tell you what, it is a pretty potent day if you haven't felt it already. I am recording this on the 21st of June, 2023. And we are just hours away from solstice, which actually happens on the 22nd of June this year for us here down under. And there is a lot of, there's just a lot of energy, right? Like it's so much energy. We're in this final decan of Gemini. There is a whole shitload of stuff happening at 29 degrees, including a buttload of asteroids. Pluto is obviously at 29 degrees. The Sun is at 29 Gemini, just before his departure into this brand new turn of the wheel, darlings. The solstice is the Sun moving into a cardinal sign. So it's the beginning of the new season. So the Sun enters Cancer, 00 degrees on the 22nd of June. And I'm feeling this solstice gateway. It's really potent at the moment, but all of this stellium in bloody Leo is what's really activating it as well. But there is so much at 29 degrees, like I said, the Sun, Juno, Vesta, Pluto, and Ceres. All at 29 degrees. So they're all just about to edge in over this next few days to 00 degree portal. So, over the next few days, and especially it's during this incredible solstice portal that we're in, this gateway of the 3 days and three nights, where it's like the sun stands still. Yeah. Like maybe you're feeling that there's something really visceral and present here for us to grab onto. Meanwhile, I'm drinking fucking gold sphinx and, like it's wild. I'm really deeply into a lot of sacred, devotional medicina at the moment, darlings. And look, if you are a Libra rising, we have Saturn going through our sixth house in Pisces, and this is the time of the daily devotions. And where I have always, where ritual has always been a big part of my life, Saturn coming into Pisces, especially for you Libra risings, because it's in the sixth house of the everyday, right? So all of a sudden, we're anchoring and grounding in this magic medicine even more so. It's quite amazing. Like if you look at what I've got in front of me, I've taken some notes because I wanted some dates and things like that to prep you for the next week. I've got bloody tarot cards. I've got my liquid crystal journal. Like it's just wild. Today is extra potent because it's also crocite day in the liquid crystal. So this is the crystal of passion, darlings. And I tell you, it's a horny motherfucker. Let me just give you the hot tip. I forgot that it was crocite day today because, it's just we live life, and I really wanted to devote and anchor myself in the presence of this solstice portal, which I do every year on equinox and solstice. I mean, these are the Earth's reference points. This is the new turn of the wheel, the new zodiac. This is the beginning because that's what the cardinal signs are. Cancer, Capricorn, they are our solstices, winter and summer. Aries, Libra, they are our equinoxes, autumn and spring. Yeah. So they mark a new turning point. They mark a brand new season. They mark a new turn of the wheel. They mark a new, decan. We move into this beautiful Cancer decan one tomorrow and move out of this, very Ten of Swords energy that we've been in with this decan three of Gemini. We move straight into this two of cups, which I mean, it's delicious. The Lord of Love, it's called, we move from the lovers of Gemini to the chariot of Cancer. And I love that because Cancer is a very ambitious sign. And most people might think, oh, they're sooks and moody. And it's just like, no, mate, they are fucking, resourceful motherfuckers. And they are strong, they are powerful and super ambitious and super driven. Remember, we've got to look at all four of the cardinal signs as they begin the seasons. Yeah. That is that new click. Yeah. It's that reference point that the earth gives us where we move into this. Again, there is this standstill of the sun for 3 days. And we down here in the southern, we move into the longest night shortest light. Yeah, so the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, you know, not only is it this gateway of solstice, but also we have a plethora of planets sort of trekking into that 00 degrees, you know, moving into something new. And as we sit here with what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets at 29, and look, you know, of course, Pluto's going to stay there for a lot longer yet. But we're looking at the sun shifting to 00 Cancer tomorrow. We're looking at Juno, Vesta and Ceres all shifting as well into their new perspective signs. And ultimately we're looking at two of them, we've got Juno moving into 00 Cancer as well. So Juno is the asteroid of marriage and deep devotion. She is the queen of heaven. She is loyal and devoted. So she is with the sun at the moment. We're feeling that. And how are you feeling in your relationships? You know, relationships are a really huge theme at the moment. I'm seeing lots of stuff around relationships, either people, you know, going through a lot of stuff or people really merging together. And Juno is, you know, the commitment. I know Juno very well. She's conjunct my Pluto. And, you know, this is an energy around sovereignty, but deep devotional loyalty as well to the partner. So Juno will be joining Cancer at 00 degrees. Ceres, the Earth Mother, the Nourisher, she moves into 00 Libra, another cardinal sign. So she will be making this square to the sun and Juno, again, coming up against our own edges of the way we nurture in our relationships. Are you feeling nurtured? Are you feeling prosperous? You know, this is the new turn of the wheel. And yes, while we're moving into winter down under, you know, you can feel that new season upon us. You can feel that new energy upon us. Yeah. Vesta will be moving into from Taurus into Gemini. So that's really delicious as well. So it's Juno, Vesta, Ceres. Yes, they're the three asteroids that are all at 29 degrees today and in the next few days move to the 00 points. We also see the nodes finally make this little trek to 00 degrees because the nodes move backwards. So we have the North Node, as we know, in Taurus that has moved from the 29th degree, now is coming back to 00 degrees. This is the last month of their journey, lovers. My goodness. In July, it's not even a month, you know. I think, oh, hang on, what day do we? Yeah, it's probably a few weeks. The 00 degree, as we know, is an anaretic degree. It's a karmic degree. The 00 is the pure potential of that sign. It's the most fresh, enlivened, enlightened part of that sign, you know, as opposed to the 29th, which is sort of the mastery. But there's also the sense of urgency and rush when we get to the 29th degree. And you will find that there's this sense of, I need to get to the 00 point, because the 00 point is the purity of the sign. It embodies the wisdom of that sign. So having all of these planets, you know, going from 29, you know, I feel myself like this edge of, come on, be tomorrow already. Like, come on. I feel the solstice like running through my bones. You know, I can feel this stillness and this presence. And as hyped up as I am, darlings, like the presence is unbelievably connected to Mama Earth. You know, I've devoted this week to coffee, which, you know, like, why the hell not? But no, I've devoted it to moving in the sun and sunning, you know, drinking in light codes, you know, this movement and coffee and stillness and silence, you know, really just taking my time to be with the earth and taking my time to be with myself, my breath, as we move into this brand new season. So, I mean, already, you know, we can feel this, you know, like I said, with all of these planets at 29 degrees, there is this sense of, oh, just click over already, you know, but they're holding keys. They're holding their own karmic dharma and wisdom here as well for us. It's like, what have we learned in this past passage? Because we're now moving from the equinox to the solstice. And so this past cycle, this past 3 months of your life, from March, April, May, June, you know, this is how you work when you work in seasons, darlings, you know, is you're working with the season. You can reflect back to the equinox to now solstice. And now we have, you know, very slowly, yes, we move into winter, but by spring equinox, the sun The dark and light become equal again, you know? So we move deeply into that terrain of darkness, and maybe you're feeling that. Maybe you're feeling really like insular and warm and just want a hug and, you know, just want cups of tea or coffee or, the nourishment of, yeah, the sun, sunning your heart, sunning your soul, sunning your cells, clearing out the debris and the dross of the last cycle as we step forward into the water sign, the healing dharmic water sign of Cancer, you know, cardinal water. And like I said, Cancer, like I was, you know, I've tangented already. I'm like, holy shit, like I was talking about the Chariot, because Cancer is ruled by the Chariot in the tarot. And as you all know, I've talked that I'm doing this deacon walk and really, again, like immersing myself in the tarot for each of the deacons. And even just, the duality of the Lovers card being Gemini, of course, makes sense. And then the Chariot, being the Cancer, being Cancer. And, there may have been like, oh, should it be the moon? Or, but it's so interesting because the Chariot, is not just triumph, but there's this great sort of like, when you look at the card that I'm holding, there's the Sphinx there, which is very interesting because I just literally put golden Sphinx in my mouth. I'm working with a lot of Yantra Medicina's elixirs, and yes, they're pretty potent medicina. And I just literally put the golden Sphinx in my mouth. So it's really there's this Egyptian energy to it. But also, of course, like that Roman archetype where he's standing, at this, it's like a pillar, even though the chariot isn't being pulled by the horses, it's being pulled by these sphinxes with the sort of the Tutankhamun headpieces. It's quite amazing. And I see that as the birth of the new, cardinal seasons push us through the eye of the needle to be reborn on some level, because we go from cardinal to fixed to mutable signs, and then we're reborn again as we turn the new, we click over to the new zodiac sign of the cardinal energy, which always is our solstices and our equinoxes. And they are the beginning, they are that first step. And Cancer, cardinal water, again, like I said, very ambitious, very driven, very goal oriented. Yeah. Okay. I already need a drink 12 minutes in, seriously. And, moving into this beautiful Deacon One of Cancer season tomorrow, we're looking at the Two of Cups, which has the Caduceus, which has literally two people, a male and a female, by the look of it. Don't quote me there. I'm not, obviously it's all up for interpretation. But this is love and passion and friendship and beauty. And we move into the Deacon One of Cancer, with the Chariot being holding the message of Cancer throughout Cancer season. Then we move to our minor arcana, and that is a new card every 10 degrees ish. And then we have the other card that holds us, which is the Empress, which is Venus, actually. So this is the Venus Deacon of Cancer, which is just so deliciously beautiful, So we're going to move from this Ten of Swords, is what I'm saying, into this gorgeous. And again, like I said, there's this urgency, there's this sense of I can feel it already, like it already feels like it's hit. And maybe you're feeling that. And I'm extra passionate today because, like I said, it's Crokite Day. And Crokite is passion, like horny, seriously. Like, I've just been like, oh my God, ravenous today. And then I was like, oh my God, it's Crokite Day. But also Mars is conjunct Lilith today. So again, Lilith is that very potent, raw, primal, sexual energy. Now, everyone's going to experience that differently today. Maybe you're feeling ravenous like I am and highly sexual. It's all squaring like my fucking Taurus stellium. So welcome to my life here. Or, maybe it's fueling some anger for you. Maybe it's fueling somewhere where you need to put some boundaries up, because Mars is the planet of war, So, and the repressed or even disempowered part of Lilith, where we have done that to ourselves, can absolutely be the rage within us. And so maybe over the next couple of days, because Mars will be hitting Lilith for the next couple of days, But today it feels super potent because it's crocite day. And crocite, if you see a piece of crocite, it can be very flaming red. It's only found in Tasmania. It's actually very toxic to touch, or it breaks apart very easily. It's very fragile. But it is all around passion. It is all around our animalistic sexuality, creativity, sacral chakra, root chakra. It's all that really base, primal urges. So again, like I said, maybe today you're feeling that, but maybe it's not sex for you. Maybe it's creativity, and maybe you're creating something powerful. Maybe you've gone and done a really heavy workout, and that's been a really great way to channel the energy. I mean, in days like this, crocite, shitloads of planets at 29 degrees, Mars conjunct Lilith, which hasn't happened in a couple of years. The energies are big, they're powerful, they're potent. We want to channel it wisely. We want to really, ground it into our body, like embody that energy. And yes, you can do that through sex. Yes, you can do that through exercise. Yes, you can do that through some sacred rage activities. Maybe it's some loud music that you need to move your body to. Maybe it's some pillow friggin' punching that you need to do, car screaming. I put on some really loud music yesterday. I love The Weeknd. I'm a huge Weeknd fan. I'm not talking about him per se, but his music just does something to my waters. So I'm just like cranking the music, and then in my cosmic calendar, I'm able to, give anthems that I really tune into for the cosmic weather. And today I'm getting all of the feedback on how much everyone loved the song that I gave today. And yes, it is a fucking good song. I've just listened to it. And it's so nice to move somatically, especially with all this fire. I mean, right now we've got the moon, Venus, Mars, Lilith, and Vesta all in fire signs. This is a big time. This is a really big time. Oh, and I just said that, oh no, Vesta. No, Pallas, sorry, Pallas. No, I think maybe it's no, it's Pallas, sorry, because Vesta is in Taurus at the moment, moving into Gemini. It's Pallas. So we've got, there's a lot of fire in the sky. There's a lot of, there's a lot of fire in our heart, and crocite is a crystal of fire. It's actually a crystal for like reproduction, and it's one that maybe it's good for making love, darlings. It's one you can drop into the wine and get extra sexy. It's ultimately a highly, I want to, I'm trying to find that, your sex drive is what I'm saying. The sex drive becomes high. And interestingly enough, the animal totem is the red kangaroo. So if you see the red kangaroo, like that is the totem of crocite. But yes, it's very much around that reproduction, yeah. But the sex and even, impotence, even if you're, creating a baby, things like that, it's all about those sort of that sexual reproduction. But it's sexy, darlings. It's just sexy. I don't know what more to say. I'm just like, oh, it's just it fe it's you feel it in your loins. And like I said, with Mars activating Lilith today, again, we're getting this sense of, again, it could be anger for you. It could be rage. It could be like a bubbling up of something that you've repressed or suppressed. Again, it could even be your own repressed sexuality wanting to come forward, where you don't acknowledge the way that you need to sexually express yourself, where you want to have your desires met. Like, let's think about that sacral chakra of crocite. It's, are your desires being met? I often say, it's all about being well fed and well fucked, darlings. Like that is what it is about, and this is coming from an eighth house Taurus stellium. So, you're going to get my drift there if you know that, Taurus is highly sexual and the eighth house is naturally ruled by Scorpio. So again, it's the two planets that are very, the two signs, sorry, that are very, sexually orientated. Mars definitely is as well. So we've got Mars conjunct Lilith on crocite day. I mean, here is the permission to, I mean, that's lube in itself. Come on. And yeah, like I said, when I was like, oh my God, it's crocite day, of course, I'm extra just like, yeah, I'm extra fire today. And with all of this 29 degrees stuff. It's like there's this edge, but it's a really cool edge. Like I'm not feeling it like, yeah, there's this like, I just want it to be solstice already and give me Cancer season. I'm fucking down for Cancer season. But yeah, it feels potent in this most juicy, delicious way right now. And I'm loving it. I hope you're loving it, darlings. I hope that you're feeling my breathing of fire, my dragon fire that I am, you know, pouring out. Because yeah, I like, you should see my notes. They're just fucking all over the shop. Cause I'm just like, oh my God, there's so much I want to talk about. There's so much going on. But ultimately, you know, as I give you a bit of a weekly overview from today through till the 28th next week, we do have a lot of planets shifting into that 00, the Sun into Cancer, Juno into Cancer, Vesta into Gemini, Ceres into Libra, the nodes hit that 00 portal, which I'll go back on. Cause I realized I hadn't finished what I was talking there. And Mercury also moves into 00 Cancer. So it's, you know, again, it's new. It's the turn of the wheel. It's a new beginning. It's a new reference point for you. Yeah. And with the nodes moving to that 00 point, like I was saying earlier, they move backwards from 29 to 00. And we now have the next few weeks before the nodes shift into 29 degrees of Aries and Libra. It's the end. And I've spoken into this the last few weeks in, I don't know, some of the episodes on my potty that I've done, if you need to go back and sort of maybe listen, but I don't know, they're very relevant for the week ahead. But I often talk about other things as well or what's coming up. But with the nodes, you know, I've been talking about like, this is the end. It's the birth canal. It's the eye of the needle. Because the nodes only shift every 18 months, like I said, at the beginning of the nodal shift, like the 29 degrees for the first couple of months, we're really feeling the power of fate, the Dharma, the synchronicities, and all of those sorts of things that the nodes bring us. Like, where are you moving collectively? Like, because it's a collective node, right? Like we're moving into the Aries North Node come July, right? So we're moving into that warrior essence, that self essence, the identity. Yeah. So we're moving into that and we're moving away from the collective South Node, which is in Libra, which is the codependency or the martyr, the victim, you know, where we care too much about the other. And so when the nodes shift, we get this rush, this surge of energy where everything's quite potent. Yeah. And then we get into the groove, you know, the lessons are still there. Everything's still happening, darlings. But then, you know, then we just get into the groove of it. Yeah. It's just like, okay, I'm moving through this. But then at that last bit, the 00 degrees. So for those last couple of months, we're getting right to the pointy end of the stick. We're getting to the edge again. So we're edging up here with the 00 degrees of Taurus and Scorpio. Like this is the end. What have you learned in the past 18 months about releasing the scorpionic part, wherever that is in your own chart? Because remember, yes, collectively, we're looking at that Scorpio stuff of trauma, of, you know, there's so much. And I've talked so much about it over the past year. And then moved into that North Node of Taurus, that more, you know, simple expression of the way that you live, that more grounded, organic, authentic sovereignty of Taurus, you know, trusting your inner resources and coming back to self. Now, again, the North Node's going to move into Aries, you know, which is the first sign of the zodiac. So there's this really fascinating connection here that we're going to have, you know, the node, the North Node in the first sign of the zodiac, and Saturn is in the last sign, and as is Neptune, of course, too. But Saturn, both Saturn and Neptune are karmic planets, both in that karmic sign of Pisces, the end, you know, the end of the end, right? It's the Ouroboros, you know, it's where's the beginning, where's the end? It's just this continuity, this circle. And now, you know, we're moving into this space of ending and beginning is what I'm saying. The North Node, this collective dharmic point that we're being urged to follow. Mars rules the North Node from July when the North Node moves into Aries. Venus will rule the South Node when the nodes shift and the South Node moves into Libra. Now we're doing sort of the opposite here. Yeah. the love and death nodal portal that I coined it 18 months ago, of love, Taurus North Node, death, Scorpio South Node. So Venus rules Taurus and Pluto and Mars rule Scorpio. Now we're flicking over the other way. The North Node moves into Aries. Mars rules Aries. The South Node moves into Libra. Venus rules the South Node. So I've called this little duo Lover's Lane. If you've got my 2023 Energy Survival Kit, you will see all of this at the front end under astrology signatures. You can go through and have a bit of a read on what this nodal shift will look like. Ultimately, you're looking to your Aries and your Libra house. But what I'm just sort of getting at here is that this zero zero end of Taurus and Scorpio, we are feeling that. Again, we're moving from relationships back into relationships. Like the relationship stuff isn't going anywhere. And even with all of those asteroids, shifting signs into these zero zero portals over the next few days in this solstice gateway. I mean, it's so powerful. I can't even begin to even get the words out. Like, I swear I'm like friggin' saying words, but I don't even, I hope that you're feeling the words, yeah? Because so much is shifting here. So ultimately, what's coming to an end when it comes to this nodal shift? So you have a look in your own chart at that South Node that's been moving through Scorpio. What house is ruled by Scorpio for you? That's, you're coming to a full-blown end. Like, obviously, if you've got a Scorpio Sun, Moon, Rising, like this has been a time for you. Your whole chart's been activated with the South Node of release and purge. Obviously, if it's hit your Sun as well. So if you do have a Scorpio Rising, the South Node's been moving through your first house of identity and what you need to give up and let go of and release, like stories, traumas, what you identify with, the attachments. And then the North Node in Taurus. So again, if you've got Sun, Moon, Rising in Taurus, it's the North Node that's moving there. It's been the reclamation of your sovereignty, relying on yourself. And that is what this potent portal has been for 18 months, is sort of self and the other. And we move straight into that with Libra and Aries, because Libra and Aries are the two signs that really relate to identity. You, so it's you and me. We and it's me, you, us, them. It's again bringing home the relationship stuff, the relationship you have with yourself and the relationship that you have with others. And again, with Libra being the South Node, Venus moving it from the North Node to the South Node ruler. I mean, this is quite a again, it hasn't happened in nearly 18 years, darlings. Remember that we haven't had the North Node in Aries for nearly 18 years, okay? Nearly 20 years. It's around 18, 18 and a half years, the nodal cycle. So we're actually doing a full completion before the nodes move back into the Pisces Virgo, which is the end, but the beginning, and that's the thing. It's so much like, for me, the nodes are the Ouroboros, and I'm really writing about a lot of this when it comes to the 2024 kit, because yeah, there are so many synchronicities around the Ouroboros, snake medicine, dragon medicine, the nodes. Like, next year's 2024 kit, holy fuck, like it's blowing my mind. Let me just give you the hot tip. Blowing my mind. So this can be a great time over the next few weeks before the nodes do shift to really clear out, is what I'm saying. Clear out that Scorpio attachment and look at where you have moved into that Taurus energy. Yeah. Really potent stuff. And this nodal shift is also super important because Venus is in her shadow now, darlings. She went into her shadow on the 19th at 12 degrees of Leo. And what that means is that she hits 12 degrees, that's where she's retrograding back to. Okay. So when she comes back, after she has done her 40 days and 40 nights in that metamorphic underworld where she is, where she is actually retrograde, she will move back to the 12 degree point. So the 3 degrees that you really want to pay attention to, of course, there are so many aspects, and I'm going to be sharing lots of stuff around this Venus retrograde on the way, because it's a really potent retrograde. To be honest, I think, having Lilith there is really quite amazing. It's It just feels very strong. You know, the Leonian energy is really amped up this year to have Mars, Venus, Lilith. At the moment, like I said, the moon's in Leo for a couple of days now. Pallas Athene is in Leo as well, that creative intelligence that we have. And there's just something so, like the word is passion. You know, there's something so passionate about the energy and colorful about the energy and dramatic about the energy. And of course, today is Crocite Day, which is passion. So I was sort of excited that, you know, when I was like, oh, yes, you know, when I seen it was Crocite Day, I'm like, yeah, and I'm get to do my, I'm just going to jump in here and, you know, ramble on and, you know, give you all of the fiery love, you know, all of the fiery love. But this Venus retrograde, really interesting, because while she's in her shadow, which means she's hit the 12 degrees now, from now until the 23rd of July, when she actually stations retrograde at 28 degrees of Leo, then she's going to go back over all of the degrees that she's just been over from now until the 23rd of July, right? So this is your lube up, darlings. This is the pay attention. This is Venus showing you what's going to come up. And I mean, God, like if it just means I'm horny for 2 months, I'm pretty happy with that. And passionate and creative and feeling like fire, you know, I'm pretty bloody down for that. But of course, other things will happen. You know, I've got a lot of planets in Taurus, so there's a lot of squares going on, but hey, like a Venus square, not the end of the world, let's be honest. But so from now until the 23rd, she's giving you insight, she's giving you clues. This is your time to pay attention, eyes wide open. What's going on in your relationships, your values, your finances, your boundaries, you know, are you loving yourself? Are you loving your life? Are you giving yourself what you need? Venus is those desires. Are you magnetizing and attracting the things that you want in your life, or are you not? You know, we reassess all of the Venusian themes when she actually stations retrograde. But from now until then, we're getting the triggers, we're getting the lube up, we're getting excited about it. She's showing us, she's giving us insight to what's going to happen. Then on the 23rd of July, she stations retrograde at 28 degrees. So that's another degree. So we're looking at 12 degrees and 28 degrees of Leo. 28 just also happens to be the degree of Regulus. The fixed star of the little lion, or is Regulus 26? I think I actually said this last week, didn't I? I was like, oh my God, is she 26 or 28? I've got 26 and 28 in my head. I'm actually looking at the asteroids at the moment because I'm looking at Hydra, who is also another asteroid that is connected into this Leo Venus retrograde. I've written down all the aspects that are happening. I've been tracking back 8 years, 8 years, 8 years, what was going on, because this is a 8 year cycle. Venus retrogrades in Leo every 8 years. She retrogrades every 18 months. That's her cycle. But in Leo every 8 years. So you can actually go back to this house. And interestingly enough, she started a lot of them over these past few cycles in Virgo before she moves back into to Leo. So that was really interesting. And I've got all the dates and everything for that, not in front of me, but I'll definitely share all of that stuff as well, just so that you've got that as well. But yes, she stations retrograde at 28 degrees, conjunct Regulus, the royal fixed star of the lion. And then she has her inferior conjunction, which, you know, can be the start of her brand new cycle. Some people see the superior conjunction or inferior conjunction. Again, like, you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong with that. It's interpretation. I get where it comes from with the inferior, but yeah, I'm not going to like massively go on that tangent right now. But she actually, you know, connects to the sun in what in her retrograde at 20 degrees. And this is on the 13th of August. So those 3 days you want to really pay attention to. The 19th, what happened on the 19th, which was just a couple of days ago, that's when she hit her 12 degrees shadow. Then the 23rd of July, which actually happens to be Dioptase Day in the liquid crystals, which is around the healing heart. So it's very, very powerful, because we only have Dioptase Day once a year, whereas all of the other crystals, there's a 72 crystals that will actually go through 4 rounds, 4 cycles with, but 5 particular crystals, we only experience their energy once a year. And I will again, you know, talk you all through that once we get to that, once we get to those days. They're very sacred days in July, where we're building up to the end of the Mayan calendar, which is also the Egyptian calendar as well. So very, very, very powerful times sort of ahead of us at the moment. Once we move into Cancer season, there's lots of stuff there. I've been doing a lot of work with Isis, as she's called me home. So her birthday is coming up, and solstice is also a really beautiful day to revere her and to pay reverence to Isis as well. So dates, sorry, I'm going back to dates. I'm tangenting like hardcore, nothing to do with the four shots of coffee I've had. Yes, four darlings, because I went for a walk, I sunned myself, did three laps around the ducks, the swans. I was with my girlfriend. I did a walk by myself yesterday, but did one with my girlfriend today. I've booked in osteo tomorrow because I'm working in my Lilith container. And as I was sharing with you all then around all of the planets in Leo, that's the whole reason I put this Lilith container together. And it is fucking mind blowing. Let me give you the hot tip. Holy shit. So I just want to work a little bit on my spine tomorrow, because I'm going to be actually doing some, you know, codes and things around the tree of life and all of the vertebra in our spine. And of course, Lilith lives at the base of our spine. You know, it's that Kundalini energy. So I'm going to get a bit of osteo done. But anyway, I was walking around in the sun. I got a nice coffee. I was like, yeah, this is amazing. This is amazing. And then you know, my husband was at home and he made me another coffee, and it was a hot one, and it was divine and delicious and ravishingly great. But now I'm on four shots of coffee, darling. So you're getting all of my energy. So back to the degree. The degrees and the days. I hope you're at least laughing at me, because you know, this is just it's all the madness. I'm a mad fucking scientist, darlings. Like, seriously, my notes are just wildly everywhere. Okay, these are the days you want to pay attention to for the Venus retrograde. And I, again, like I said, I'll be sharing much more around aspects and asteroids and all the sorts of things, yeah, and all the fixed stars and stuff. The 19th, she hits her shadow, 12 degrees. The 23rd hits her retrograde at 28 degrees. So we're looking at 12 degrees, 28 degrees of Leo. If you have any planets in fixed signs around those degrees, they're going to be activated with this Venus retrograde, okay? Like, for me, I am devoting and going on a sadhana. I am devoting a full 40 days to her. But at the moment, I have consecrated a beeswax candle, and I'm lighting that every day in honor of Venus as well. So, you know, I'm really, especially like as she's going through her shadow up until the 23rd, and then I'll be diving into the underworld with her. But, you know, these just, you want to have a look at what's going on. Where is your Leo house? Where will Venus be retrograding? This is where Lilith is. And this is what I was talking about with the fire is so predominantly passionate this year with the Venus retrograde, because 8 years ago, Lilith wasn't there with Venus. Okay. So this, you know, Lilith is really this homecoming in, I love her in Leo, because she is around that, you know, it's around the heart. It's around getting into our own alchemical love, you know, the heart love, and stepping into our sovereignty and roaring, darlings, you know, roaring and reclaiming the shining light that we are. Remember, Leo is ruled by the sun. Nothing happens without the sun. Without the sun, we die. Without you, life wouldn't be the same. Like, this is around you, your purpose, your identity, your passion, your ego, the vitality that you bring to life. And that's why I'm loving all of this Leo stuff. Yeah. So, and then the next date that you want to pay attention to is the 13th of August, because that is her inferior conjunction, where Venus retrograde and the sun come together in a kazemi and the new cycle begins. Yeah. So pay attention that day. You'll be given something. It will be very special. It's a very special day. When a planet, you know, when the planet hits the sun in that kazemi, it's in the heart of the sun. That's what the kazemi means, is the heart of the sun. You're with the king in the throne. He's giving you wisdom, insight. To me, it's like a special gift, especially in Leo, you know, very special and sacred. Keep your heart open during this Venus retrograde time. And then on the 4th of September, Venus will station direct at 12 degrees again. So you can see her cycle. She's pre-shadow the 19th all the way up to 28 degrees where she stations retrograde. On the 13th of August, she meets the sun in her retrograde, in her inferior conjunction. She continues to move backwards to 12 degrees, where on the 4th of the 9th, she hits the 12 degrees and she stations direct once again. Then she has to go through all of the sign again from 12 degrees right up to 28, and she then moves out of Leo early October. Okay, so she's spending, instead of a few weeks in a sign, she's spending 4 months in the sign. So we're really getting to know that Leo part of our chart. It's really delicious. It's fired up. It's fueled up. Yeah? So divine, darling. So divine. Look, I could talk for hours because there's so much just going on. I literally just did the horoscopes for my cosmic calendar for next week. And there was like a million things going on. Like, it's actually a really magically potent time. I hope that you're really plugging into that as well. I wrote in my email this week that I actually, you know, I thought it was going to be a bit more of a shit show with the sun and new moon in Gemini squaring Neptune. And whilst, look, I still think, and I know that there's like the Schumann resonance and all the things, like there's a lot of huge energies going on out there. And I know a lot of people are really in it. It's a real rebirth. It's that's what I'm feeling. Like, it is the fiery rebirth, and we can't actually fucking rebirth until we've walked the fire. And that is the path of the heart. That is the path of the lion, the courage, the strength of the lion to move through the hot coals, to burn away the dross, the stories, the old everything. I mean, we are moving through timelines at the moment with the nodes about to hit the 00, with all of those asteroids also about to hit 00. We turn to the new season tomorrow from the 22nd. It also happens to be Silver Day in the liquid crystals on solstice this year. Okay. And silver is the wolf medicine, the crone. And how amazing too that solstice is a day to be honoring Isis, the crone. You know, there's something really sacredly feminine around tomorrow. We are in the first decan of Cancer, which is the Empress, which is Venus, the Two of Cups. Not long after this, you know, the 27th, Mercury moves into Cancer as well. So this is the first decan that Mercury will be in as well. And in the Two of Cups, we have that Caduceus. We have the lion above the Caduceus in the tarot card that I've got here in front of me with the wings. Again, there's this strength. What are you filling your cup with? There's a deep, there's just this beautiful, beautiful invitation to also with the, you know, and there's so much, like there's a lot of fire and then there's also all this water. And fire and water are very, very unpredictable. So you might find that, well, excuse me, one day you're feeling super intuitive and super flowy and super like, yeah, dreamy. This is, you know, I'm healing things. I'm leveling up. I can feel the water in my body going through a purification. Like, that's what I'm feeling. It's visceral. And then with the fire that we've got, this stellium, especially over the next couple of days, use the moon as she amplifies, she illuminates this stellium in Leo with Mars and Venus, Lilith and Pallas Athene. Yeah. Like, the moon is going to illuminate this for us. She's waxing now. She's growing. She's building. The energy's coming back. So the fire can have us again wanting to transform, transmute, move through the debris, be reborn. And so, you know, there's that duality of Leo and Cancer, of course. You know, they're one after another. Leo proceed, you know, it comes after. Cancer precedes, is that right? Precedes Leo, and Leo proceeds Cancer. Trying to be a bit fancy with my Mercury and Gemini words here, darlings. They are the only two signs that are ruled by the sun and the moon, the mother and the father, the patriarch and matriarch, the luminaries. And we're going to have, we're moving into Cancer season with this glorious stellium in Leo. The invitation of deep heart resonance. This is deep heart stuff, because Cancer, of course, rules the heart. Cancer rules the breast, the chest, life-giving, but the heart's there too. And then Leo goes deep into the heart, deep into that heart chakra. And like I said, with solstice tomorrow, it's silver day, so we've got solstice, it's silver day, which is the crone, which is wolf medicine, a great time to burn some frankincense, some myrrh, call her in, sit on the earth, get your bones on Mama Earth, get your heart in the sun, maybe get some body work done, have some cacao, do something special. For me, those 4 days a year, the solstices and equinoxes, that is an invitation to, again, recalibrate your own energetic field, your own energetic system, yeah? So Silver Day, an honouring to Isis before her birthday next month, and also the Venus Gate. Venus and the Moon come together in Leo and activate the crown chakra. So, this is where she is finishing her journey before she goes retrograde, Venus. Then she is going to be the morning star, the star of Lucifer, yang energy, and is going to be moving back down the chakras as the morning star. So we're coming to this full completion of a cycle, of a Venus cycle. And so tomorrow is bloody magical. I tell you what, I'm holding one of my live calls, my class 3 for Lilith, and I'm deep in the codes of the Tree of Life because I'm going to be delivering some sacred crystals around the specific spheres that Lilith is related to on the Tree of Life and Tree of Shadows in my class tomorrow. Plus, we're going to again be working with the spine. That's why I'm having my my beautiful osteo session with my guy, just to sort of move the energy there. I'm going to be getting on the earth. Let me give you the hot tip. Tomorrow, as I always do. Like I said, it's those 4 days a year that I really invite you to make an earth grid, connect in with some crystals, take some, drink herbal tea, work with the plant medicine and magic, not in an escapist way, but in an actual real realistic way where you're embodying her presence and not trying to, again, bypass the humanness existence of actually just meeting her. And meeting yourself and meeting your heart. I mean, it is quite glorious, darlings. It is quite glorious. So I hope that you can make use of some of the seeds that I've given you through my passion tangents and, the fire that's in my belly at the moment. I can just feel it. And I remember, passion is a big part of my life, as you can probably imagine and feel. Okay, just another drinky poo. Okay. That was good. And passion isn't something that's outside, something that you're, it's deeply cultivated within the way you live. And I remember, for so long, the whole, you're too much, or you're too passionate, or you're too joyful. And that sort of become a big part of, how people would label me, or even how I identified, like, oh, I'm too much, or I'm too passionate, or I'm getting way too excited or joyful about something. When, some people just don't have those expressions, and sort of like, oh, you're pregnant, this is amazing. They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so how come I'm more excited than you? But it's just who I am. And for me, passion runs through my body. And it really, interestingly enough, You know, my name, Tiani, means she who brings joy. My liquid crystal, soul crystal, life purpose crystal for my name is Peridot, the bringer of joy. What did I say my name meant? My name means she who makes happy. So there's just this happiness and joy. And I think, you know, I've got this eighth house stellium and, you know, and it's in Taurus. So I'm super anchored and I am just a super passionate person, you know. And I read a quote that said, lack of passion is fatal. And from that moment on, you know, because people would go, oh, you're just so, you're too much, oh, this, oh, that, you know, it's the bold, bright, my North Node's also in Leo. So I've very much cultivated my North Node Leo energy at a very early age. It didn't take until my second nodal return. It's something that I've been able to embody. The sovereignty, the lion, you know, it all makes sense, darlings, right? Like, come on, North Node in Leo, fuck me, in the 11th. And when I read that quote in my 20s, I was like, lack of passion is fatal. And yeah, so it just reignited that I don't have to show up in a way that where others can feel, you know, comfortable. You know, it's not, there's still a line, absolutely, there's still integrity and calling myself where I need to, but it just gave me, you know, when I read that I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't want a lack of passion, because I see people with no passion and I wonder, I'm like, oh, okay, so life's really like that. And I remember Joel saying to me again years ago, probably in my early 30s, he's just like, it's not about you living your passion. He goes, you just live passionately. You live life with passion. He goes, I think that's the key. It's not about living your passion, which everyone's sort of been a bit mixed up with, like, what's your passion? And, you know, you need to find it and make money from it and do all this stuff. It's living with passion, cultivating passion. And I am, that's what I'm really loving about Lilith in Leo and this big Leo stellium at the moment. You know, it's all activated my North Node at this point. I mean, the moon's on my North Node right now as we're speaking. So it makes sense that I'm really speaking into this. It's not something that I'd usually actually share about. It's sort of private on some level, not private, but you know what I mean? I'm also a very sacred internal person, who doesn't share everything, because a lot of stuff is very sacred to me. But yeah, it's this Lilith in Leo. Just remember, we haven't had this for 9 years. 9 years. And yeah, it was actually probably about 9 years ago that Joel actually said that to me about the passion. So I just want you to, you know, sit with that, sit with passion and what that means for you and what that feels like for you. And it doesn't have to be the same for you as it is for me. It can be something very different. It can feel very different because maybe it's quieter, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe it doesn't move you. Maybe it's just something that comes and goes. I don't know. Like, you know, we're all different. We all experience that differently. And, you know, it's very fascinating because people expect that I have a lot of fire in my chart and I actually don't, you know. I think Pluto in my first house makes me extremely, you know, bold and passionate, but I've got my North Node in Leo. So I think that I've been able to, like I said, it hasn't taken me two cycles of a nodal return to get to that. That's what I often see in readings, is it often takes people until they're 36 to really reclaim their North Node. I find it's quite rare that people can do that for the first nodal return at around 18. Because, of course, at 18, you know, most people don't really know who they are or what they're doing. But different circumstances and experience is up until 18. Some of us do know that. So it's, yeah, the fire is here, you know, and I've just, you know, and we move into the year of the dragon next year. I mean, God, darlings. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about that. But yeah, I just want to, you know, curiously invite the passion into your life and what that looks like for you you know, let the flames of passion and this fiery new moon and this solstice and this, you know, incredible Mars hitting Lilith. I mean, because Venus is going to hit Lilith and, you know, there's so much, the moon's going to hit Lilith in the next 24 hours, 48 hours. So There's a lot that's being bubbling up, and this can be a part of reawakening to the passion, reawakening to the passion that maybe you've suppressed or you've pushed down because, again, maybe you've been told you're too much. And this reclamation can be a deep heart homecoming where you just feel good in your own skin. You shine from within. Yeah. So I invite you to dive into passion, and I hope that your next week is so magical with all of these incredible astrological alignments. Remember, if you want that friggin' month ahead and you want my anthems that I put in, my songs, the links to songs, and all the juice, you've just got to go and subscribe to my cosmic calendar. It's $2 a week, goddammit. It's nothing. It's $0, pretty much, subscribe to my cosmic calendar, you get my weekly horoscopes, and of course you get that whole month ahead and all the glorious alignments that I curate and that I magically handpick myself for you to tune into. And now I've got the new, I've got the new bug in me that wants to give these anthems out a few days a month, where I'll link you to a Spotify song so that you can go and listen to that song and let that be your song of the day. I hope that if you are, you are subscribed, you're loving it. And I just want to also say thank you all so much for being here, listening to my podcast, the love that I get. The messages, I've cracked over. I'm getting closer to the 1,000 followers on Spotify. That's still building, and I'm just feeling so lit up by life. And the support that you give and the love that you give. Again, please know that if you're sending emails, private messages, all those sorts of things, I am the only person who is my business. I'm everything. I do everything, and sometimes I can't reply to absolutely everything, but I read everything. It all comes through me. I receive it, and I love you straight back. I love you all so much. My heart has so much room for so much love, and you're all included in that. So be well, darlings. Go well. Enjoy this incredible, incredible gateway, solstice gateway. Find stillness within this fiery magic and fiery terrain. And I cannot wait to come back next week and chat more. So much love. Bye.